Here is Rick Smith.
So the one good thing about Donald Trump being in the White House is there are tons of books written about him, tons of books written about his sanity, his competency, tons of fictional tales of what could be, what could be next, of Trump-like characters teaming up with the horrible people that follow Trump. There's been a ton of these, and I get a bunch of them, and I thought, I want to reach out to some folks who have written these books. That's why I've reached out to Norman Brewer. He's the author of Blending In, A Tale of Homegrown Terrorism, and the recently released Killer Politics. This Killer Politics is a book about a white supremacist, evidently who was inspired by a Trump-like presidential figure, teaming up with the nation's most wanted terrorists to go after and cause all kind of mayhem, shooting up rock concerts and screwing up our food supply and doing all kinds of crazy nonsense. And here to talk about his book, I've asked the good author Norman Brewer to come talk with us. Norman, thanks for taking time for us.
Glad to be here.
So I guess the first question I've got for you, why write this stuff now? This just seems to me like the idea where we're giving the horrible people more ideas.
Well, I think the horrible people have long had those ideas. The various magazines put out by ISIS and other publications that I came across when I was at the Transportation Security Administration dealt with many of the things that we see from time to time, some of which show up in my book.
Right. So you got the idea from this book because you were working at TSA and you came across all this stuff. Is that what I'm getting?
Well, I think that influenced it. Actually, what happened was that I was struck at some point back about 2015 at how stupid so many of these terrorists are. And I wondered what would happen if you had a terrorist or a couple terrorists who were under the radar. They were smart. They did not attract attention. They trained. They were disciplined. And how much damage they could cause just using basically off-the-shelf weaponry. And that's how I came to write Blending In. And then it had been out for a couple of years, and I had been watching the Trump administration, and it just seemed to me that there was a good natural sequel that also incorporated political satire, given the way that the administration handled itself.
Right. So basically, you're telling me you just basically wrote a history lesson, but we're gonna make it look fictional. But it's really what because I'm reading through some of this stuff, and it seems like it could be stuff that happens under this administration.
Well, I think so. I hope the book is first of all entertainment, as novels should be. But secondly, I would think about a fourth of it is devoted to political satire directed at the administration and tries to explore some of the rationale that might go through a terrorist's mind as he or she hears the president talk about such things as good people on both sides at Charlottesville. And then third, the book is a cautionary tale of the ongoing terrorist threat.
Well, I hope people will take a look at it. It's called Killer Politics. You can pick it up over at Amazon. We'll make sure we get links out on how you can do that. What kind of response are you getting from folks? Because, as I'm reading through some of the things that I've got, it seems like a good page turner. But for me, it seems kind of like I'm just reading the New York Times at some point.
Really? Well, I hope it that doesn't mean it's too dull.
No. It means when I think of fictional writing, like you've done and you've done a good job here, you know, it should be something that you go, this isn't my life. You know, I guess this is a testament to just how bad, in my view, this administration has been and how not normal things have been. And I'm hoping at some point we do go back to some bit of how things maybe used to be. Just a thought.
Okay. You want to wrap a question around that?
Sure, why not? Is there going to be a sequel to this one that undoes, does all the damage that this guy's done?
I don't know whether there will or not. I'm working on the marketing as far as Trump is concerned. I find him falling short in terms of everything from ethics to fairness. He just attacks everybody who disagrees with him, friend or foe, and I disagree with most of his policies, to say nothing of the controversy involving Ukraine. So I suppose there could be yet another sequel, but it's really hard to know how how all this is going to turn out. One of the interesting challenges as I finished up the book in June was sort of how to end it, because how much should I have done with impeachment, and not knowing at all in what direction that would go. Well, I ended up just having him sit down with his campaign manager, and the campaign manager talks about how the polls aren't looking very good, and President Power, in my book, says, well, don't worry about it. I just caught up with all these bad terrorists, and and the campaign manager says, well, we also got this impeachment thing hanging around. And that's where I left it, because it's just impossible to really discern what the long-term impact of that.
Right. So you added the impeachment because this is kind of, you know, almost biographical then, right?
In a sense, yes. In a sense, I think it is.
Interesting. I hope folks will take a look at it. The title is Killer Politics. We'll get links out on how you can get that over at Amazon. Did you ever think you were going to be a novelist? I mean, I look at your bio. You spent time working in government. You worked for TSA for a long time. Did you ever think this is where your calling was going to be?
Well, I don't know if it's really a calling, Rick. I tackled it as a retirement project for the reasons I mentioned earlier, in terms of what I saw of terrorists doing. And to some extent, it's now become a little bit of a cause, because I see the potential for some political satire, hopefully, getting people to think a bit about how this administration operates, and perhaps assess for themselves whether that's the direction they want this country to go in.
Yeah. Now you were an award-winning reporter and editor, so you have a journalism background as well. In looking at how our media, because, you know, the media has taken a beating from all sides, especially from Trump, what kind of grade would you give folks on the reporting that's gone on? And did you address that in the book?
I do not address that in the book, except in passing, as one of the institutions that President Power attacked. But on balance, I think the mainstream media has stayed fairly focused. And I think the print media, and that's the side I come out of, so you can consider this biased, but I think the print media has basically stayed more focused than the TV media. I noted when the Iran issue surfaced a week or 10 days ago that if you turn on TV and almost everybody you hear are people who are sort of beating the drum of confrontation. And I think a much more reasoned approach was taken in the Times and the Post, and questions were raised. And it's a very difficult time with the influence of the internet and online reporting and the 24/7 business that now, of course, dates back almost 30 years. But I think at best, we just give the media a passing grade. Some doing a good job, but we really have to figure out how to cover these very fluid issues. And I think there's a long learning curve in how the public develops filters to figure out what's real news and what's fake news.
Yeah, good point. In the book, do you get into the Trump character taking us to war? Any of that?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
The President Powers, does he flirt with World War III in the book, or is that going to maybe be the sequel?
No, that is not part of killer politics. If there's a sequel, that's an interesting idea. Thank you.
Yeah, well, maybe we send Baranoff or the child of Powers off the war. Maybe we go with that. Last question I've got for you. Here, the book Killer Politics. We want people to take a look at it. We'll get links out on how they can do that. What are you hoping people take away from the book, other than just maybe a little entertainment? What are you hoping folks get from it?
Well, again, I it's a cautionary tale of the ongoing terrorist threat. Both books are dedicated to the victims, and there are, I think, a total of like 7 attacks between Blending In and Killer Politics. So that's one thing. The second thing, if you're looking for a takeaway as opposed to entertainment, is that I hope the political satire gets people thinking about what direction this country should be headed, and what kind of leadership we want, not just in terms of policy, but in terms of character and the kind of person that you would want to have your kids emulate.
Excellent point, Norman. I appreciate the time. Great work. Keep it up. I look forward to the third copy of this.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Anytime. Good stuff, Norman. Norman Brewer, author of Killer Politics. I'll make sure you get that. You can get it at Amazon. Also, he has written Blending In. Maybe take a look at both of them. Maybe there's a good weekend read. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.